the resistance do something very tangible right now to make this world a better place and to keep KBOO strong with your participation. 877-500-5266.
That's you. That's right now. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-5266. Seconds left. Just need a couple more calls. You can do it. You're probably dialing right now. 877-500-5266.
Do it.
Hello, KBOO community. Since 2014, KBOO has used the concept of the beloved community popularized by Martin Luther King Jr. to give us a framework for ensuring that we intentionally create space for dialogue between KBOO community members so KBOO continues to flourish as a space for creative collaboration. A small group of KBOO volunteers and staff are meeting monthly to help ensure that the beloved community work of KBOO's three-year strategic plan moves forward in a good way and continues to support us in being a better and better community and radio station. Most recently, we drafted a statement on what the term beloved community at KBOO means, and we would love your input by September 30th. Please go to kboo.fm or stop by the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue for a paper copy of the survey. This will take 5 minutes of your time. Your input will help us make sure this statement is the strongest, clearest, and most inspiring and most inclusive statement it can be. Please email del@kboo.org if you have any questions. Thank you.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Cafe 11, located at 435 Northeast Rosa Parks Way, a family-friendly coffee shop in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Northeast Portland. Dinner was provided by Dean Nicola's, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
And this is KBOO Portland. It's time for One Land, Many Voices, introducing House of Hope, a Waldorf-inspired school in Palestine that provides low-income children with education and trauma counseling. Followed at 10 by a special presentation of legendary scholar Angela Davis, who says freedom is a constant struggle. And at 11, Pacific Underground talks to local writer Stacy Tran, whose works include Fake Haiku, the forthcoming Soap for the Dogs, and she curates the Tender Table series, stories about food and family and identity. And that's all possible with your support. 877-500-5266.
Hi, good morning, Portland. This is One Land, Many Voices, and I'm your host, Mohammed Nabil. I have very great guests with me here. I have Manar Wahab from Palestine. She's the co-founder of a very inspiring school who's operating in Al-Azariya town in Jerusalem. And I have also a volunteer from that association, the association called House of Hope. And I have here with me. So, welcome. I would like to start with you, Manar. Mm-hmm. You know, like, would you please tell us a short description of, like, what is House of Hope and how did it come mm-hmm. to the school that we are here mm-hmm. hearing about in the U.S.?
Okay, basically, we started 2008. It was an idea and the vision of Milad Voskarijian, who's my husband. And at that time, he and his brother, he have a musicians music family, musicians and artists, and he had the vision to open up a place for teaching English and music for kids and adults in the area of Aizariya, because at that time we have the wall, separation wall, built near our place, and it was becoming harder and harder. And he knew at that time that in the near future, it would be really hard to go to Jerusalem. It will be hard to go to study, to go to work, to go to pray. And at the same time, he had the vision that he doesn't want to be
like, we don't want to be enslaved.
Slavery. Yeah, this is the word I was.
Enslaved to.
And to have our own talents there, our own vision, our own life. And he had the vision and the hope and the view. And he started up this organization in 2008. With his brother, Nubar, mm-hmm. and in 2 years, 3 years, we got big funding from the Japanese, actually after like 4 years, and we did lots of work with kids, with women, with youth from university, Al-Quds University, vocational training work, handicraft, arts, and through 4 years. And before like 3 years, we opened a kindergarten and a school. Every year we add a class, and we work with kids from the suburbs of Jerusalem, like Aizariya, Abu Dis, Sawahre, and Sheikh Saad. Mm-hmm. And actually we had lots of employees from around all these villages, and Ramallah and Beit Lahem and Sa'ir. So we basically are a community-based organization who promote peace, nonviolence, and love against hatred and violence that we have in our West Bank area from the occupation and community social problems.
Mm-hmm. So it's a school that came from like the real need to have like a children access to school, and due to like the wall, the injustice that's going around, so the idea came and here we are now. So I want to move to Thea here with me, and I want to ask you, like, here you're in Portland, Oregon, like, how did you hear about this organization in Jerusalem, and what make you want to dedicate your time to an organization like this?
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome.
I met Malad and Manar about a year and a half ago when they spoke at my synagogue. I was there to hear a visiting rabbi. And at the end of the rabbi's talk, Manar and Malad were invited to speak to us. And they spoke to us with such graciousness and honesty that I was really moved. I was deeply moved by them. And I immediately started Facebook stalking them and found them and learned more about what they do. And was really inspired. And it had been for me about 4 years that I had been learning about what is happening in Israel and Palestine and the conflict, and a long, painful journey of education and learning. And I spent a long time feeling really defensive and not wanting to know. But I couldn't really shake it. Like, I couldn't put it down. Mm-hmm. And my my really dear friend here is Palestinian-American, and she would bring me to documentaries, and then I would read and I would read, and I love Jewish people. I'm Jewish. I love my people, and I have love for Israelis. And it was a painful journey and it took a while, and the defensiveness dropped the moment I started to love and know Palestinians. Like, once they became my family members, and once you know a Palestinian living there, it all changes, and all the defensiveness and whatever ends. And from that moment on, once I kind of became friends with people living there and knowing them and loving them, then I just wanted to do anything I could do to help them coping with the circumstances that they're living in.
Yeah, thanks. These words are really, like, touching, and it's always amazing to hear, like, the story from, like, being a defensive to become, like, actually understanding what's happening actually on the ground, and knowing people is, you know, like, the real, like, motivation for us to start the change. And speaking of people here, we're talking about children. I want to move to Manar, and I want to ask you about, like, the children that you serve in your school, and, like, tell us about them. Like, what's the demography, like, the age, like, what, you know, like, how, what type of help do you introduce to them? Like, what's the, like, how do you teach them, and why did you choose the music specifically?
We have kids from, like, 3 years till 8 years now, between kindergarten till third grade, both boys and girls. And we're actually a school in the kindergarten, which authorized by the Ministry of Education. So we are under the umbrella of our Palestinian Authority. And we have a curriculum that we follow. And we teach English, music, math, the normal curriculum of the authorities. But the difference is that we open space where kids with difficulties and learning difficulties and speech and have trauma, either from occupation or from family, mm-hmm. to integrate and have a chance to be in the classroom with the normal kids. Because usually we accept kids that have trauma and learning difficulties and physical even problems, like mm-hmm. We have a kid on a wheelchair this year, and so we open the space where kids can be themselves, feel love, be respected. That's why I'm also studying the Waldorf, and I'm exploring and studying and adapting and getting help from trying to bring Waldorf education to our school, which is, we don't have this kind of education. This education basically is integrating the science, the spirit, the deepness of life, and love. And as a Christian person, Palestinian Christian, who believes a lot in love and humanity, the least we can do for kids that live under occupation mm-hmm. and see violence every day is to open for them a place where they can not stay in the street and learn how to hit. No, they deserve that, not just because I don't want them to be in the street and be with violence and live in trauma. It's also because I want to build a healthy community, healthier community. And in this way, I contribute to build Palestine, and at the same time to contribute to the solution between the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where we need to build bridges and love more than to build hatred in kids. And what I can do is to build my community, be there, open for them a space where we can share love and happiness and joy and good experiences, also with women, because I also work with women, because I believe that women can bring lots of change, and they're the ones who raise the children and bring change for the community. So, yeah.
What a wonderful experience, you know, to listen to you talking about, like, a school that you worked hard on throughout the years. And, you know, it's a very important thing to think about building in the time of destruction everywhere around you. And that's, like, a very inspiring message.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Community Radio during our fall membership drive. You know, you're listening right now and you're like, wow, I'm really enjoying this. I think it's time to become a member of KBOO today. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. Let's read that a little slower this time. Everyone get that in your mind. 877-500-5266. I'm Jenna and I'm joined with Tashi this morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jenna. It's good to see you again.
I know. Well, and happy news and PA Day here at KBOO.
I had no idea I signed up for News and PA Day. What a lucky day to sign up, though, because we've had so much excitement about the news.
I know.
And having the information, but also about the current events that also are sometimes, like we've had, positively revolting, but also positive in our revolting at the same time.
That's the KBOO spirit. That's what we always try to go for, you know, something that uplifts you and also makes you think. And also today here at, you know, KBOO, because it's News and PA Day, we have a bunch of awesome supporters who have offered to match all of everything that comes in today. So this is the perfect time to call 877-500-5266 to become a member and to take advantage of that matching, because every dollar that you donate today will be matched.
One matcher today, we had someone donate and they will be matched, says, I identify with Ani and Teresa's programming. It is positively revolting. One of the most important shows for me. They have the information and they have the ability to kind of connect it with us in a way that we won't find everywhere else. He has a lifeline, he says, of our information, KBOO in Albany. So thank you, Timothy, for connecting with us and continuing your support.
Yeah, so he could even call in 877-500-5266, or if you're not such a phone person, you can go online to kboo.fm. We have a donate button there at the top. And, you know, it's so easy to become a member of KBOO today. Oh, look at this. We have a whole bunch of people become members or renewing today. So we have Karen in PDX. We have Heather in Portland. We have Catherine in Beaverton. Timothy there in Albany.
That's right.
Dawn in Southeast Portland. And Pete and Corbett, you should join them.
Thank you so much for your continued support or your new membership.
Because every dollar that just got donated by those six people was just matched. I mean, like, how easy is that? You're like, well, I want to donate a dollar, but I would love to make that too, but not out of my pocket.
I'd like to
look
make
at that
50,
boom,
100, or
magic
102. And that makes it so much easier to do that. So just call 877-500-5266 to talk to one of our wonderful volunteers, or we can just have you click on the donate button at kboo.fm.
Also, if you become a member today, you can be entered to win a prize in our daily drawing. Today's drawing is for the Northwest Premier Environmental Film Festival. You'll win a total of 10 pairs of tickets. That's enough for you and all your friends.
That's exciting.
I know, to the Eco Film Festival held at the Hollywood Theater. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. So give us a call at that phone number you love, 877-500-5266. Now to be entered for a chance to win, you can go to kboo.fm for the rules and restrictions for our daily drawing.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you're Not if. You are. You are totally pulled into this because you're still listening. And this is really interesting program that we have going on all day where we're highlighting our news and public affairs department here at KBOO. And this is just such an example where we're talking about Waldorf schools, which Americans seem to freak out about, but we know here at KBOO.
Well, they're useful. They're different. They're a new learning experience, and you have a way to learn with your body and your mind at the same time.
And then we're talking about having those schools and Palestine. I mean, this is the richness of the discussions that are brought to you by KBOO, because this is what we know you want to be listening to. You want to hear programming that is refreshing, that is quote-unquote controversial, but you know it's not controversial. You know that these are the types of discussions we need to be having. You know, you want to explore radical approaches to problem solving and making the world a better place. And you can do that through KBOO. We know that your membership helps that make this kind of programming possible and that you can inspire others to do the same just by becoming a sustaining member of KBOO today. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. You know, if you're driving to work right now, just pull over. It'll only take you a couple minutes to call in and renew your membership or become a new member today. You know, there's so many benefits.
Call when you have a cup of coffee for a break anytime morning. It sounds like a wonderful way to spend some time. Spend 5 minutes talking about what would pleasure you to have as a responding member, to have something to come back with something instead of just one thing. As far as being a member, you can receive something like $10 a month would give you a KBOO drive of exclusive audio you can enjoy in addition to your already wonderful radio.
Yeah, talk about awesome public affairs programming that we have. I mean, I don't even know how many hours we have. We just have so many hours.
It's almost unlimited already with what you have on audio on our website, kboo.fm. You can click the donate button and receive $10 a month would give you KBOO's exclusive audio from so many years ago, archives of beautiful and interesting information.
Oh, there's a 1969 interview with Pete Seeger. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So, you know, there's so many reasons to call, mainly because you love
Bell Hooks.
Yeah. Look at that, all that stuff. And then plus you get to continue listening to all the new programming and all the wonderful original programming that we bring you here at KBOO. And today is the day to do it because we have generous supporting donors who are matching dollar for dollar. So that's why you should take advantage of that right now.
$10 a month becomes an extra $240 in our pocketbooks at KBOO so we can continue this wonderful, supportive audio experience for you, your family, your friends to listen to. And it'll continue by calling 877-500-5266 or going to kboo.fm to click on that donate.
And we have a goal of $360 for this hour. And you are the ones who are going to help us get there. Because
you're going to make us match that and
go past
that.
Go past it.
If you want to. It's up to you now. If you want to call that number, 877-500-5266, for you to lighten a little load in your pocketbook. If it's $10 a month, you can also receive something like a hoodie. You can also receive something like your own feeling of no remorse, feeling glad in your soul. That's a good one, too.
Oh, you know what feeling I like? Is that feeling when you become a member of KBOO, because I remember this feeling that day. I became a member of KBOO, and I turned on KBOO, and I realized, oh, I'm an active listener. This isn't just programming that I love and that I feel like I need. I am helping to be part of it. I'm helping to be part of that community.
I share.
Yes. To be an active listener is an amazing feeling. So become a member and actively participate in what you are listening to right now that you already love.
877.
Right. That's 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. Or go online today to kboo.fm.
If you tell us a little bit about like the town of Al-Azariya and what's the life, what's the daily life there, and like how do you feel like this injustice like is affecting the children that you serve?
Al-Azariya is a town east of Jerusalem. We have Ma'ali Adumim settlement town, near Bethany. We're like neighbor place. And we have Jerusalem, but we have all around us a wall that separating Bethany, Abu Dis, from Jerusalem. So basically people before the wall, they all their lives was Jerusalem and going to Jerusalem to study, work, live, and have relatives. Like, we're so close. But after the wall, 2003, 2004, it became a dead area and segregated from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. So all the people had to, some people had to move, lose jobs. It's harder even to go to hospital. You have checkpoint. There is no much space. Like, even if you are talking about space and green places and cultural places and centers and life, it's hard.
So there is no parks for children to go and play. No. The children are affected by the wall because they can't see their relatives, and because they feel like they are completely isolated from the rest of the world because of that wall.
You have to go to Ramallah or to Bethlehem or to have permission to go to Jerusalem if you mm-hmm. want to go to hospital, if you want to go to, I don't know, some people go to also to school and work. So it's really isolated.
Yeah.
So it was really important and clear that we need something in that place. Somebody have to do something, even it's hard. It's not easy. And actually, House of Hope, Vision Association of Cultural Arts, based in Bethany and Al-Izariya, mm-hmm. and my house is like near the wall. And we faced past period lots of violence and uprising from the soldiers and the youth who, you know, have clashes with the soldiers. And unfortunately, my house is really between two big gates, 9 meter mm-hmm. cement wall. And the kids of the neighbors, my kids, we faced every day lots of violence and tear gas. And my kids are seeing violence and other kids seeing people killed, people get taken to prison, humiliation. My own kid, he's coming with a tear gas bomb in his hand. So fear and possibly hatred and frustration will be in the heart of these kids. And so possibly when they grow up, they will have trauma, hatred, and in the end, violence. So, and it's a normal result of violence and being under living under occupation. So, we're trying to do something, and I think, in my view, it's very important. Even though it's hard, but it's worth it, and it's changing, and it's. I think our kids deserve, really, because I lived it, and I can't see our kids and my own kid going in through this circle of violence again and again. It's really hard.
Yeah, and I remember we went yesterday and hear you speaking, and there was like a very beautiful analogy that you brought, speaking about the violence that's going in Jerusalem right now, when you were talking about the children and the Israeli soldiers. Both of them are basically children, like 17, 18. Mm-hmm. So the person who's carrying the gun and the person who's like fighting them are completely like minors in a way. And like, how is this violence is actually affecting both sides in a way that like how can you expect a good future from a violence that's actually generating just like violence over the time? And yes, there's a difference between occupying power and occupied people who has no ability to defeat or to resist that occupier on the same level, but on the ground also, like, hatred doesn't know if you're a soldier or a child, because once you're a child and you feel like you're a part of a violence, this is what you have in your heart, and this is like what you like continue going. So like a school like what you did, what you have, like, is like a very, like, it's a seed of hope, basically, and you call it the House of Hope.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Community Radio during our fall membership drive. You know, it's time to give us a call. Become a member of KBOO today, 877-500-5266. Give us a call. We have volunteers waiting to take your call, or you can go online to kboo.fm, where we have a donate button. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm always sucked in to KBOO's public affairs and news programming. And because I'm just one of those people who just constantly loves to, I don't know, hear different perspectives, to hear the kind of stories that I'm not going to hear just, you know, sitting in my Portland bubble, no matter how much I, you know, love to read the news and whatnot, to hear stories from people directly, from where they're coming from. You know, it's just, all these stories are so humanizing. They really help me to expand my worldview. I know that's why you're listening and why all this is so interesting to you.
It's why you enjoy this programming.
Exactly, because that's why you tune into KBOO. You think, wow, I want to be able to enrich my worldview. I want to be able to further understand and humanize everyone instead of just the little blippy
this
headlines we get.
News makes a difference to what I do. And that's what's important as far as our actions are, you know, discovering the details.
Exactly. So, you know, you enjoy these details. You enjoy hearing about the complexity of what is this conflict, but then how do we humanize the children that are still trying to live their everyday lives in these areas of conflict? This is the type of programming that you believe in.
And how do we incorporate this into our effort?
Exactly. And we say, hey, you know how we do that? By getting you to support KBOO. Give us a call.
More programming too.
Exactly, at 877-500-5266. Again, I read that a little fast. 877-500-5266. It's so easy to become a member of KBOO today. And everything that is done today will be matched.
Completely, dollar for dollar. You'll get your donation matched for every gift.
Exactly. So if you've just been like sitting there this week and you've been listening, you're like, oh, I'll become a member of KBOO. I'll become.
Yes.
Today is
the
day to do it, because your donation will be matched. And why don't you want to maximize
the date?
That?
Now is the time to do it. You can improve the quality of life here at KBOO by incorporating your lifestyle to financially contribute. Just a little bit, dollar for dollar, will match it though today. Every month, you might want to donate just a little bit out of your pocketbook. You can do so by calling 877-500-5266 and combine your efforts with what is.
Exactly. You know, and it's programming like this that, you know, just represents what we have. It's News and PA Day today on KBOO, but every day is News and PA Day to me. Okay, because we have so much rich programming. Like, we have Disability Awareness, Cutie Pock Talk, The Food Show, Pacific Underground, Black Book Talk, so much, like, diversity in PA programming. So you know more about a wide variety of topics that will impact you and the people around you, and you can become a better informed citizen by listening every single day, and you do. That's why you tune in every day. Today's the day to become a member. If you're not already, renew that membership. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Help us meet our goal for this hour.
You do want to listen.
$360. Yeah.
Yes. You do want to contribute at kboo.fm or listen, and you can find our archive shows of anything you've missed and reconnect to what you have on the air. We have so much to offer as far as this show in particular. It connects us with the somatic experiences of children in Palestine learning to live life in a different way than the violence they have seen throughout their lives. Thank you for contributing. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. Or go to kboo.fm. That's 877-500-5266.
I'll move here to Thea, our volunteer in the U.S. here. And I want to ask you a question. You know, like, there's so many schools in Palestine. What makes this school unique? Like, why this school? Why House of Hope?
Yeah. I have young children also, and I have a child with developmental delay, and she has thrived because of the teachers at her school and therapists that have given her really personalized support and been willing to meet her where she's at and you know, give her really hands-on extra attention to help nurture her along. She didn't walk until almost 2 years of age. And she's almost four now. Her name's Skylar, and she's starting to talk. And that's because of the teachers at her school. And they give her really customized, personalized care. I see that at House of Hope. The children that they support, they have trauma. Many of them come in, you know, shut down emotionally, not speaking much, really closed off from the trauma of the violence, the poverty resulting from the conflict. And over time, they blossom and they start to talk. They start to engage with teachers. They have a really unique approach to child trauma and education that isn't available anywhere else in their area, in their village. So it's a real, their school is a real lifeline for the community that they serve. And I'll also say that, you know, since I've known Manar and Milad, Manar and I talk on the phone all the time, and on our phone conversations, I can now tell the difference between a gunshot, a tear gas bomb, and a sound bomb. That's the conditions that these kids are growing up in. So, as a mother, I feel like it's my duty to support other kids, support other women and children who are growing up under these conditions. And I think their school does a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job of doing that. And the more their school thrives, others like it will blossom.
Absolutely. And it means a lot, you know, like to, when you have like the personal connection, like it feels like it makes sense, you know, it's like you see your child and like in any other child in the world, and you want all the children to have like a very equal opportunity of like having you know, a shot at this life, you know, like to have like a really good life, feel loved and feel understood. And it's always inspiring to see education in the face of power. And this is like a really good message to promote, you know, like, because like you don't want to promote violence, but you want to promote education and like a very safe environment for the children. And that's like really, really wonderful. In terms of like, I want to focus here a little bit on the music before I go to, you know, like the reason why you're in the US here, Manar. You know, like, why the music, and how do you feel the music is helping in this situation? You mentioned working with like a Waldorf school inspired methodology and curriculum, and like, how do you see the kids interact with these activities, and what's their favorite activities? Actually, I want to ask that.
Okay, I think drawing with watercolors and wood blocks works well with the kids that have really hyper energy, and they enjoy it a lot. And some others like exploring music. And for me, music is healing. Like I actually sing and play guitar, and I love it, and I feel I'm in another world when I sing, when I'm frustrated and I have no energy to continue, or actually have anger. I sing and I just play with my guitar to just have some time out to charge my spirit and myself again. So I believe that it works with me, so it works with it with kids, because I had lots of kids and other music teachers who works with the music, where we see kids hungry to have a guitar and play music, and with the darbuka and with rhythm and with singing, they engage, they enjoy, they live it, they live present. They forget about what's happening outside in their family or in the street. They just enjoy and heal. I think this is what I think.
And we are back at Drive Central.
Woohoo! We have more cowbell, always. You know why it's time for cowbell? Because we have people who have called in.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We have Barry from Southwest Portland. We have Rod from Southeast. Peter from Southeast. Jennifer from Southwest.
Thank you.
Okay. Some people are like, I want more cowbell. Well, if you want more cowbell,
yes,
then you should join Barry, Rod, Peter, and Jennifer by giving us a call at 877-500-5266, because those four people, Barry, Rod, Peter, and Jennifer, just took advantage of our matching that we have today, because we have some very generous supporters here at KBOO who want to make sure that your dollar goes as far as it can. So if you're one of those people who have been waiting to become a member of KBOO, you've been listening to The Drive all week, and you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll just wait till next week. No, today is the day to do it, because we have matching, which means for every dollar that you donate, it will be matched today. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Today is the day to become a member of KBOO.
It's very important to know about these dramatic differences in our programming, because we have something to relax you and something to thrive on your emotions. And we have something that's a combination of that intelligence in your spark of intelligence that all of our listeners keep.
Mm-hmm.
We also have this emotion that thrives within us that we can't keep without connecting with each other as individuals. So being what we consider a membership, as a owner, if you like, of KBOO, but really what it is a connection to a family, a connection to a community, whatever you feel is connecting you to the big cosmic picture. And that is, for now, KBOO, thriving on the airwaves, the radio, light. We're connecting through different forms, that everything we connect with is centrally light, micro, everything we can see so small, and then we have the large picture of the sun that we all see every day that got eclipsed as recently as well. There's all these dramatic things happening on the news, TV, but we have this connection with KBOO as this resting resource that we've had for the last 50 years. Keep is all of us going.
Oh,
877-500-5266 to keep us riding on the light. It's going to be that, or we can connect with our other telecoms, KBOO.FM. All of these things are changing. All of the lives we have are slowly slipping into new technology, and we can learn about them more through each other.
Talk about new technology. If you also are like, hey, I need a third way to donate. Telephone, website, guess what? Mobile app.
You can walk into...
Mobile, oh yeah, we have a fourth way. We have a mobile app if you don't want to be here and you're like, I just want to do a tap-tap real quick, so you can become a member that way. Or you can even, yes, come in. We
you
are
can
at 20
physically come here as
Southeast 8th Avenue. We're at the intersection of 8th and Burnside. And come in. We got coffee. We got stuff. And, you know, come in, meet everybody, see what News and PA Day is all about, which is what you're listening to right now. Become a member of KBOO. Or you know what? Don't have time? Give us a call still. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. We have volunteers waiting to take your call to get you to become a member of KBOO today. So, and remember, we're a matching day. And also,
right,
if you become a member now, you can be entered to win a prize. Our daily drawing. Today's drawing is for the Northwest Premier Environmental Film Festival. You'll win 10 pairs of tickets to the Portland Eco Film Festival held at the Hollywood Theater. And we're offering a new prize every day of the drive. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Now to be entered for a chance to win, go to kboo.fm for rules and restrictions.
You can also call right now if you want. We have three copies of Max Blumenthal's Incredible Investigation of Israel's Colonial Settlements, Goliath, Life, and Loathing in Greater Israel for a $90 contribution to KBOO. That can be $7.50 a month. And this book will be very informative from what I can tell. We have Goliath lifts the carefully maintained veil, concealing the reality of Israel as it actually is today, a reality that is elded in most reportage from the region. Blumenthal's book is packed with remarkable vignettes illustrating the dangerous path Israel is currently following. That's Rashad Kalaldi speaking. And we have another quote. It's about time someone wrote this book. Anyone who thinks that he knows what is happening in Israel and its occupied territories will think again after reading this great work from Charles Glass. This is what we're talking about. We have great programming that touches on these things that we otherwise don't hear about, like in this book. So if you want to call now for a $90 contribution to KBOO, that's again just $7.50 a month at 877-500-5266. That you can do, or now click on donate at kboo.fm. That number again is 877-500-5266.
Take and advantage of that match. Call now.
Thank you.
You brought a CD with you here, produced by the Vision Association for Culture and Art. And at the end of the episode, we will play a track for you guys here in Portland. And I want to ask you a question, like how the CD came to the CD that we are seeing here right now. And it's like sang by like a chorale of children, and it's a really beautiful. You should be able to listen to one of the tracks by the end of the episode.
It's like songs, traditional songs, folk songs from Palestine, and they are kids who we had like a project, small project to get the CD with a Japanese funding, and we have Mr. William Voskirchian, who's a musician and composer and songwriter, so he worked with the same children, and they did this nice songs, traditional songs, and they were clothes Palestinians, if you can see on the CD booklet. And yeah, it was nice experience with the kids. They had much fun, and yeah, it's nice also to get them back to their traditions and to keep our Palestinian songs in the heart of the kids. At least we can do something. As everything is taken from us, at least our songs, you know?
Absolutely. And now we're basically starting to run out of time, but I want to ask you a question about like how... I understand here you're like in the US to try to have like fundraise for the school and to keep it going in the time of like everything is going really very like, I want to use like ridiculous, you know, in Jerusalem. Like the violence is at its peak, the occupation is keeping the situation more tense than ever right now. And you are in the face of like lacking funds in the school. So tell us about your tour here in the US, and probably Thea can tell us like about ways for our listeners here to contribute. So I want to start with you, Munar, about your tour.
Yeah, so basically I'm here for a month. I'm going around the States visiting friends and people who believe in our mission and our goal, and to speak out about the reality, what's happening, and what I believe. And I just want to share and raise our voice and lots of people's voice also. Some people who can't really go out and didn't go out of Palestine. Some people from my band. I want to speak out about Omar, for example. He's a singer. He has really good voice, nice, lovely energy. And they wanted me to also share their vision and love and hope to live and to get their voices here through me, that we just want to live. We just want freedom. We want to breathe. We want to see life as everybody want to have love, not hatred. And so this is what I want to share here. And just to be myself, to create hope where there sometimes you can't find any hope. So I think we're Palestinian, we are hope, actually.
And we're glad here to have you in the U.S., Manar. And Thea, tell us a little bit like how our listeners here in Portland, Oregon, can help and support the school, and what's the ways that they can actually go in order to provide a little bit to support the school.
Yeah, definitely. So if anyone who's interested in supporting the school, the work they do with children and women, can go to www.supportinghope.net, and it's a great way to make a donation. It's that website. It's tax deductible. It's a 501(c), and you can also email at that website for more information.
Thank you very much, and it was really wonderful having you both here at Cable.
Thank you.
You know, in Portland, and we hope to see the school getting bigger and bigger. I understand now, like, that you have till third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, yes. Next time we have you here, you'll become like a full elementary school from the kindergarten to sixth grade. And again, we hope the best to you and to the Palestinian children in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and everywhere.
Yes.
And we hear my listeners here in Portland. I want to end this episode of One Land, Many Voices with a very beautiful song from the CD production that was produced by the Association of Culture and Arts in Al-Azariya, Jerusalem. And here we go. We're listening to Akhir Ayyam Al-Sayfiyya.
We'll be right back.
know about you, but I was just like rocking out to that.
That was a lovely piece, actually.
I know. Well, you're listening to our fall membership drive as we're sitting here dancing along.
Sitting here and rocking out.
I know. And, you know, if it's a little inspiring, help wake us up here in the morning. It's almost 10 a.m. Wow. Give us a call.
If you're having a fun
time. If that just woke you up, yeah, just give us a call. 877-500-5266 to become a member of KBOO today. You know, today is News and PA Day here at KBOO, which is always an exciting day for us during the drives because we get to highlight, I don't know, one of the best parts of KBOO. Maybe I'm a little biased here. Someone who likes to play.
Important, influential. I mean, music is important, like we just had too. And that's one of the things I love to do is both of them, actually.
That's true. You are.
Yeah, I like both.
Yeah, you're one of those KBOO people who does all of it. And, you know, I think that's actually one thing I like about our public affairs is that people don't just chatter. They also managed to include really great music on their public affairs shows, you know, because people are trying to show you what exactly is public affairs, which is the humanizing
that's
of people.
Right. And that's, you know, culture, that's music, that's personality.
Exactly. One Lamb, Many Voices, you know, in this last hour, just such a rich telling.
To share with you the human experience.
Yes, of
those
what is going
people,
on.
Those individuals, how they're experiencing it. And in the word of Waldorf school, they can experience something different, but maybe it'll be more similar to themselves from before they experienced the type of violence that might shift or shape their lives. One's that we can experience our lives, we can experience them differently as well. If we do call, if we do donate, 877-500-5266 is the number to call, but we want to experience something when we do call, when we do connect, when we do make that chance to have our voice listened to here on the radio with you, your own program, by calling in and talking on the air, whatever you do to contribute verbally, come contribute financially if possible for you today. We have so much to offer you in addition to Goliath. I don't know if we have any books left for Goliath. I should double check that soon. We have so much to offer as far as the other information, as again, on the drive of exclusive audio from the past. But currently, we have archives of information at kboo.fm, and you can donate there too by clicking on the right-hand side. There's the donate button.
And we need to not forget that today, for News and PA Day, we have
matching all day.
So if you've been waiting to become a member of KBOO, today is the day to do it because your dollar will be doubled. And who doesn't want that? Because generous donors want to inspire you to support this important radio institution, and they will match
all day and every day. They want to help you support this radio.
Today,
so do it today.
Today is the day to do it.
Do it today.
You know, because we are an independent radio station, and because of that, we are able to bring you this type of programming that talks about things that the mainstream only wants to give one sentence to, or they just want to give the most sensationalized story. And here at KBOO, when you tune in, you're listening to the type of programming that you want to be hearing. You want to be hearing about how are these issues that we consider to be, you know, quote unquote overseas or whatever, we show you how they're connected to you here in Portland and how you can make a difference in the lives of other people. And so keep us helping to help you inform you. So
it's 877 approach. Yeah,
877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. We're trying to raise $360 this hour. And you just listened to an amazing interview where, you know, you're not just like, educating yourself. You are also enriching your personal education, you're enriching your community, you're enriching everything that is important to yourself. Every day when you wake up and you tune into KBOO and you think, what's going to happen today? You turn it on and you say, oh my gosh, I didn't know. Thank you for informing. This is what I need to know to become a better informed citizen, to uphold my democracy, to make Portland a better place, to make this world a better place. So become a member because this is what you understand and this is what you know we need here in America today because, oh my goodness.
And do you have a favorite program? This is the approach we have. If you can connect with something, let us know.
Exactly.
Call that number, 877-500-5266. We have so much to offer you again today. We have that matching donation. For every donation, we have a match. And we can offer you more than just the audio itself. Come in person at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and we can hand you your receipt for your donation today.
We'll hand you a cup of coffee.
We can even hand you a cup of coffee physically, not through the airwaves.
And also, if you become a member, don't forget we got our daily drawing during our drive. And today's drawing is for the Northwest Premier Environmental Film Festival.
Yes.
You'll win a total of 10 pairs of tickets to Portland's Eco Film Festival held at the Hollywood
That's
Theater.
Right.
We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. So call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win, or go to kboo.fm for the rules and restrictions.
You can make it happen. So call us now and let
us know.
Yeah,
you have no more excuses. We got matching. And
we got some great radio.
Today is the day, because you're like, I love this programming. It is time.
Please 877-500-5266.
Today is the day to become a member of Cable. Renew. Sustaining memberships. We love it all. You love it all. Become a member of Cable.
We love you.
Today.
Thank you.
Dear KBOO members, this is an announcement that the KBOO Board of Directors meeting for September has changed location. The KBOO Board of Directors will be meeting next on Monday, September 25th at 6 p.m. at Cider Riot, located 807 Northeast Cooch in Portland. Go to kboo.fm for more information.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Cafe 11, located at 435 Northeast Rosa Parks Way, a family-friendly coffee shop in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Northeast Portland. Dinner was provided by Dean Nicola's, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
And this is KBOO Portland. That's your community radio, which means it is your responsibility to make sure it stays community radio, stays strong, fierce, and independent, and serving no one but you, the community. And in that vein, we bring you Angela Davis, speaking.